Vayter in Shasr and Shuas Taf Mem Tes, the finale, the last daf. Here we go, starting with the eighth parak. One daf in this parak. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. You should remember this from Bava Metziah. Arba Shomrim, the four different types of Shomrim, and that is a Shomer Chinam, v'ashoel, Noses Acher v'asocher. Right? Shomer Chinam, someone watches something for you for free, for nothing. Shoel, someone who borrows something. Noses Acher, someone gets paid for it. V'asocher, someone who rents it. Shomer Chinam is going to be Nishba ala kol, Rosh Hashanah Posha. He used to swear about everything that he wasn't poshea, right? He swears that something happened, but it was out of his control. He wasn't negligent in any way, shape, or form. Vashoel mishalem esakol. So Shomer Chinam is Nishba ala kol. Shoel, whom he borrows, is going to be have to pay for everything. Rashi says, kol hanach de misni masnisen, shavar, shavuya, if it broke, it was kidnapped, umesa, it dies, genef, it was stolen, raveda, gets lost, aval mesa, machas malacha, but if it dies during, if this cow that you borrow, and it dies to malacha, then pata, delav lo ukma bechilsa, shaylo, you didn't borrow, nor just keep it in your stall. You don't just keep it in the pen, therefore mesa, machas malacha, not chayv. No se sachar, v'asocher, someone is paid to watch something, or someone rents. Nishbain ala shavura. They swear there was an animal that was broken, vala shavuya, and that was kidnapped, vala mesa, and that died, meaning it died of natural causes. And they pay if it was stolen or if it was lost. Amar l'shomer chinam. Somebody says to a shomer chinam, Heichon shori, where's my ox? Like I told you, watch my ox. Where is it? I'm a low base. You said it died. V'hu shenishbar o nishba o inignav o avad. When really it was either broken or stolen or kidnapped or stolen or lost. Nishbar, if he says that nishbar, it was broken. V'hu shemes o nishba o inignav o avad. Oh, really? But really, it was it died. Or it was kidnapped, stolen, or lost. Nishba, but let's say he says it was captured. Vushamesa nishba nigma avad. Nignav, he says nignav. Vushamesa nishba nishba avad. Avad, it was lost. Vushamesa nishba nishba nignav. Mashbiacha ni. And then he says, the owner says, I'm putting a swear upon you. They're saying it's true. Vamar, amen, amen. He says, amen. He's singing on Potter. He's going to be Potter from bringing a carbon asham and for paying a chomesh. If later he actually admits to the fact that he was lying. Rashi explains that you know why that is? Simply because since a shomer chinam isn't chay for any of these types of things I mentioned in the Mishnah, his lie, his shavu, which is a lie, didn't potter him from having to pay anything. Therefore, he's not chay to go bring an asham and to pay a chomesh. Hey, chan shari, what if a person goes and says, hey, where's the shore that I gave to you to watch? Again, we're talking about a shomer chinam over here. Amelo, he says, Eni yodea ma atasach. Full out rejection there. I don't know what you are talking about. Talking about no shore over here. V'hu shemes o nishpa o nigma o ga o avad. But really, he was maskim to it and it died. It was broken. It was stolen. It was kidnapped. It was stolen. It was lost. Vashpia chaniel. And he says, I put a swear upon you. Vormar amin. He says, amin. He's going to be potter. Case number three. Heichon shori. Yomelo avad. He says, it got lost. Vashpia chaniel. Making you swear that's true. V'amar amen. V'aidem me'idein osol shachal. And eidem are made that he ate it. Mashal mesaker. And he has to pay the keren. He has to pay the original value of it, right? Even though the lie here released him from money over here, because now he'll eat it, he's going to be punted for bringing an asham because and paying a chomesh because he didn't admit to having sworn falsely. Hold the mat, so if you read on his own, the mishalim karen v'chomesh, then he has to pay karen v'chomesh. Hey, Chan Shariv, someone goes in, he says, hey, where is my shore? Vami says, Vami lo, Nignav, he says, it was stolen. Meshbiachani, Vamar, Amen, Amen. We didn't read any other such thing that he actually stole it himself. Mesham Tashum, be careful, he has to pay. Kefel, somebody steals, you know. Hold him out, so he'd read on his own. The Mesham Karen Vachonish Vashim, he's Karen Vachonish Vashim. And if it doesn't pay, kefel. Amalechad Bashuk. Oy, 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 oy. If somebody says to some guy in the shuk, Heichon shori sheganavta, where is my ox that you stole? Hu amar lo ganavta. He says, I never stole it. Veda, veda, mo so sheganavta. But even come along and say, Taka, he did steal it. Mishalim Tashlumi Kefa used to be Kefa. Tavachumachar, the Mishalim Tashlumi Abba Vachamish, if it's 4 or 5. Ra Adam Shemisham Shinubayin, if the Ganav saw that there's Adam on their way coming close to testify against him, Amar Ganav, he says, I stole it. Avalot Tavachtu Macharti, I didn't sell it. Adam Mishalim is a Karen. Adam Mishalim Ella Karen. He only pays Karen. Amr la Shaol, if he says to a borrower, Hechon Shor is my Shor, Amr la, and he says back to him, beep, turn the page. Mem Tesef Beis. Mace, he said it died. And it died a natural death. Oy, Baruch Lanimus. Vahu Shin Nishbar, Unishbar, Unigrava Oven, really did one of those things. Nishbar. Or if he says it was actually broken, Vu Shemesh Nishpa Nigrav Ovat, Nishpa, he said it was kidnapped, Vu Shemesh Nishpa Nigrav Ovat, Nigrav, he said it was stolen, Vu Shemesh Nishpa Nishpa Ovat, it was one of those things, Ovat, he said it was lost, Vu Shemesh Nishpa Nishpa Nigrav, Omashbiach Ani, and he said, I put a swear upon you, Vomer, Amen, Amen, Potter is going to be Potter from the Ashab and paying a Chomesh, right, since a Shol is Chayev. For all things that happen, except for Vidai's Machmas Malachta, the Baru here is not releasing himself from Bechiev by his lie, his false Shvua. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay the Chiyuvim of the Shvua Sabikadon. Hey, Chanshar, someone's to say, where is the shore that I lent to you? And he says, oh, my love, I don't know what you said, what you're talking about, boy. He said, it never happened. V'hu shemesu nishpa unishpa onigba onignav onevad. Mashpiach puts a swear upon him, Amen. He says, Amen. Chayev, that was going to be Chayev, because he initially released himself from Chayev by swearing falsely. Now he has to pay this extra stuff over here related to confessors for doing the wrong thing. Amar lino se sachava socher. If somebody says to a person who is a no se sacha got paid to watch it or a renter. And contrary, where's my shore? I'm a low mace. He says it died. Vudisi nishbar nishbar. Nishbar. He says nishbar. Vusha mesa nishbar. Nishbar. He says nishbar. Vusha mesa nishbar. Nignav. Vusha avad. Avad. Vusha nignav. Mashpiacha ani. Amen. Potter is going to be Potter from the Asham and the Chomesh. Mace o nishbar o nishbar. Let's say the owner says, return the ox. He's talking about to a shomer, socher, or to a socher. And it died naturally. It was broken or it was captured. But really what happened was it was stolen or lost. So he was trying to get out of any liability by swearing falsely that the animal, you know, it was against his will and it happened over here. He puts a swear upon him, Amen, Chayiv, this is Amen, Chayiv. He's going to be Chayiv to bring an Asham in to pay a Chomesh if he later missed the fact that he swore falsely. Avaru Nignav, if let's say the Shomer Socher or the Socher says it was lost or it was stolen, Vushame Sonishvar Nishva, and really what happened is these things he wouldn't be Chayiv. Mashpiachani, Vamar Amen, Potter, because in the original case he wouldn't have been Chayiv anyway. Anyone who changes from one chiyuv to another chiyuv, he swears that the ox he borrowed died naturally when really it was captured. In either case, the borrower is going to be chayiv. Umiftar, mipater apater. Right? Let's say you have a paid shomer sachar. He swears that it died naturally when really it was captured. In either case, he's going to be pater. Umiptor lechova, or from a pater to chov to chiyuv. Right? He swears that the ox was stolen when actually it died naturally. And if he would have said the truth, he would have been Potter, then all those cases are going to be Potter. But Michova Liptor, if from he would have been Chayiv and he swears to go to Ptor, then he's going to be Chayiv. Zeh Klal, Kol Nishpa L'Hakol Alatz M'Chayiv. Anyone who swears falsely to become more lenient for himself is going to be Chayiv to pay the Asham and the Chomish. L'Hakmer Atzal Potter, but to Machem himself, he will be Potter. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Arba Shomrim. Who is the Tana who taught that there are 4 different types of Shomrim? Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Barbuah. Rabbi Meir here, it's Rabbi Meir. Effectively, our mother, Rabbi Levi Nachman, me, Ketana, the less lay ever at the Shomer, and someone who doesn't hold like such a thing, why is he saying it's Rabbi Meir? This is what I mean to say. Man Tamad Amar, Socher Kenosi Sachetam. Who's the one who says that someone who's a Socher is a renter, is like somebody gets paid, you know, to watch it, in reference to their Chiyuvim. Amar Rabbi Ravua, Rabbi Meir, he's Rabbi Meir. We learned from Meir exactly the opposite. The Tanan, as we learned in a, when we switched it to the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Socha Kesa Meshalim. How does a renter pay? Notice what Zelva of Chiev, or Meir Omer Kishamachinam, Rabbi Huda Omer Kinosei Sachar. So clearly, he isn't considered like a Nosei Sachar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Ravua Ifchatani, Rabbi Ravua taught the opposite version of that. Hani Arba Havu. Says the Gemara, what do you mean for Shlosha Havu? There's really three. Because someone who rents is considered like either a Shomer Sachar or like a Shomer Chinam, depending on who you're going, like over here. So why is the Mishnah say that there are four different types if really there's only three different types? The Mishnah means that there are four types of Shomer whose laws are only three. Right, there are four types mentioned in the Torah, but there are indeed only three sets of laws because a Shomer Sachar is considered either like, I'm sorry, because a Socha is like a Shomer Sachar or considered like a Shomer Chinam. Says the next part of the Mishnah. And now the next part of the Mishnah, which I think is the last part, sort of a little bit. Here we go. So we said as follows. Amar l'shom mechinam, he says l'shom mechinam, heichan shor, where's my shor? Amar lech, shukar, but someone says again, l'shukar, amar l'shomer, because it's shomer. Right, these are the people that, or these are all the last part cases. Heichan shor, amar lech, he says, and you're there, amar l'shomer, what are you talking about? Okay, now let's break it down. Amar av, v'kulam petur and mishua shomrim. All of these tours are not going to be chayev a shvuah shomrim. V'chayav mishum shvuah bitoy, but they're chayev a shvuah bitoy. Generally speaking, when somebody lies about something in the past, realizing that he is lying but unaware of the consequences, to bring a olav yared, right? We saw that way back in the day. Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas about whether the shomrim or the mishnah who are going to be putter from Asham are still going to be chayav to go and bring the carbon olav yared. So now, Rav and Amar Rav, v'kulam p'turim mishum shomrim, v'chayav mishum shus bitoy, Shmuel Amar ein p'turim mishum shus bitoy. I mean, af. They're even putter from shus bitoy. Makalifka, what exactly is there? Machlokas, Shmuel sarve lesa b'la'aba. Shmuel holds that these shvus cannot be taken in the future. A false oath about the past event is going to bring out any chiyav. Rav Savar Isa Balav Vehin, since these can nonetheless be taken in the negative and the positive, therefore you're going to be chayiv to bring a chatas. We already had this machlokas deitmar. We saw earlier in Daf Chaf Hey Shmuel Cesar Kloni. Swar liam. If somebody swears, he lies. This guy threw a thing in the a rock in the ocean. Shmuel shalozar that he didn't. Rav Mechai was Shmuel Amar Pater. Rav Mechayev disabalav hein. Shmuel Amar Pater the less abalaba. Tzvich, we need to bring both cases. Yes, we should have brought the case of the rock. But how come a Rav? That's a Rav would say there's going to be chayev. Mishum de min nafshei k'mishtab. He did. He swore on his own account. But in this case over here, where he's not going to be chayev for a shvus a pikadon. The Beit Din HaMashbi'alei is where the court made him swear, that he's going to be not have to make the Shvuah either. That he will not be held responsible for the Shvuah's Bitoy as well. Could Rabbi Ami, going to Rabbi Ami, Kol Shvuah Shad Dayana Mashbi'in also, Ein Chayav Malei Mishum Shvuah's Bitoy. V'yit my Baha, and if the Machlokas from Rav and Shmuel was said only in this case, our Mishnah, Baha Kamer Shmuel, then I would say that's where Shmuel says there's not going to be no Chia, because here the court forced him to swear, but in the case of the Rak, he's going to be to Rav, therefore you need both cases. Gofa, Amar Rabbi Ami, Kol Shvosh HaDayan, Mashbin Masov, when the Danim are making him swear, Eimam Shinshu's Bito, Shinemar, O Nefesh Kisa Shava, Levatipas Vasayim, Me'atzim, which means it sounds like he's did it by himself on his own accord. Kedur Shlakash, Dur Mishlakash, Ki Mishtam Shabi Lashonos, E Dilma Ella Daha. The Lashon Ki can be used in four different ways. Rabbi Lazar, Omer Kulam Paturim Mishvuah Shamrim. In all the cases of the Mishnah, they're going to not be chayev for the Shvuah's Shamrim or a Shvuah's Pikadon. Machayavim Mishum Shvuah's Bitoy, but they are chayev for Shvuah's Bitoy. Chutz. Except for the case of a shul, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And then He admits the fact that he was lying. He was a bar. And the case of a shomer sachar or a renter, right, where there's geneva v'aveda, shuchayv is going to be chayv, sharei kfarub mamon, because he was kofar with mamon, hadrin aloch arba shomrim. Hay nila nila, hey! Ustigo am sachar shvuos, hay nila nila, nila nila, you know what we do, we said let's review, so this parak we have arba shomrim hain, and we're yotzei with that, but let's go back to the very beginning of the mesechta. You say we're going to go back in Hadron Alach Masach HaShavuos, even though we didn't really do this Hadron. But very quickly, we started from the very Masechta. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, Mazda Kom Shtayim Shein Arba. Boom! Mazda for finishing Masach HaShavuos. And looking forward, Bez Hashem is Baruch, starting with Avodah Zarah. Bring your friends, tell one, tell all. It's going to have a grand all time. We're going to stop over here until next time. I'm going to show you all an amazing Mazda Tov and a wonderful, wonderful day.